Module three is where we develop options. And this is good, clean, fun. So recall our 5D strategy process. So we've done the diagnose phase in module one. We just completed the define phase here in module two with our mission, vision, goals, and values. Now we're doing develop. We're going to develop some courses of action to get us from our start point to the outcomes that we want to achieve. We're then in the next module going to decide which course of action we are going to take. And then finally, we're going to determine our measures of impact and performance and our implementation plan to execute our decision. So let's get into develop. We're going to take this as everything into bite-sized chunks. We're going to eat the elephant, so to speak, one bite at a time. So we are going to select step one is selecting our core strategy. So how exactly do you want to advance your mission? And there are four basic strategies that you're going to choose from, or four basic approaches that you're going to choose from. The first one is grow. So you, in a grow strategy, you're going to make significant investments to grow your market share, to grow your revenues, et cetera. In a strengthened strategy, you are going to focus more internally. So your priority is going to be your internal systems and processes so you can set the foundation that you can grow in the future. So grow your main, you're putting a priority on investment and growing your revenues, and strengthen, you're putting your priority on your internal systems and processes. It doesn't mean that you don't want to, that you're not going to grow. You probably are, but you want to get those foundations solid. So that's why you're putting that, that's why you're making that a priority. The third base broad approach is merge. So in this case, you're going to merge with another organization, one that wants to buy you, and you want to do that while you have maximum leverage. So you don't want to try to merge when you're exhausted and you've got no revenues. You want to merge when you are at your max profits, at your max revenues, or at your max market share, et cetera. So you have as much leverage as possible. And then finally, there's a harvest strategy, which is we're going to shut down the organization. So maybe you've achieved your purpose. Maybe things just aren't working anymore. Maybe it's time and you've run your you've run your business and now you want to retire. And so instead of selling it, you're just simply going to shut it down. So those are your four core approaches to developing your strategy. And so as we select options, you're going to pick one or more of these various approaches. Okay, some considerations. So first of all, you pick grow when you've got the resources to invest, when you've got a breakthrough product or service that you want to market and get market share very rapidly, and you've got a low risk of catastrophic growth. So you're not going to grow so fast that you're going to outrun your headlights and see the whole thing crumble around you. It's what we call catastrophic growth. You grow faster than your ability to manage it. And frankly, it happens all the time. You want to select a strengthen approach when you've already got excellent products or services. You've got some internal processes that need strengthening. You got a foundation that you need to make more solid. And you're in a position where you want to amass revenue so that you can make the big investment late in the future. Maybe that's a year from now, maybe that's 3 years from now, but strengthening, you're setting conditions so you can grow in the future. Merge, of course, it happens when somebody else wants to acquire you, wants to buy you. You want to have maximum negotiating leverage as you go into this. So you get the best price, maybe you get more board seats, et cetera. So you're in the business of limiting expenses, maximizing your revenue, maximizing your market share, anything you can do to create leverage for that negotiation. And then finally, the harvest. So maybe you're unwilling or unable to grow. We've already achieved our mission, or it's time for me to retire. Unable to grow, it's just not happening. For whatever reason, the business wasn't successful. So that could be the case too. Maybe you got no buyer and you want to create a profitable glide path to closure. So that's when we use a harvest approach. So the step one is you're going to decide which, and we're going to develop three options in this program. So you're going to decide, maybe it's, hey, we're going to create three grow options, or two grow and a strengthen, et cetera. So this leads us into step two, completing step one is we're going to select our core strategies. So we're going to select three of them. So based on the diagnosis, like this is almost in quotes in your strategy, based on the diagnosis, based on the situation that we are in, we are going to develop two grow and one strengthen options. Or we're going to develop a grow, a strengthen, and a merge option. Or we want to develop two strengthen and one grow options. So you make this determination based on your diagnosis, based on the strength of your organization, based on the considerations that we laid out in the previous slide. You're going to decide in those three courses of action, how many you're going to do of the various approaches. Okay. So in this case, it's two grow and one strengthen. All right. So that leads us to step number two, which is developing courses of action. So we're going to develop three courses of action to advance your mission. So in this case, course of action one and two are grow approaches, and course of action three is going to be a strengthen strategy. For each course of action, you are going to establish your theory of success. This is why and how this strategy is going to be successful. And you're going to set your priority effort. So this is the effort. Maybe it's a particular product. Maybe it's a growing market share in a particular region. Maybe it's strengthening internal processes. So you're going to establish a priority effort, and you're going to establish two or three supporting efforts. So you should have at the end of this somewhere between 3 to 5 efforts, one priority, everything else supporting, that all feeds into your theory of success. So we're going to develop these three courses of action, and the next video is going to walk you through the assignment of exactly how to do that. As you're developing your courses of action, there are three things that you want to keep in mind. First is that every course of action has to be feasible. All right, there are no throwaway courses of action in this program. You develop three courses of action that have the potential to work. So you've got the resources, you've got the capabilities to make this course of action work. All right. There's no fantasy. There's no throwaway options. It is three realistic courses of action. This is going to be absolutely essential to the health of your organization, and especially your ability to adapt if things in the market change very rapidly. The second criteria is, look, it's got to be acceptable. So each course of action has to be consistent with your mission, vision, goals, and values. So it's got to help you get to your endpoint, and it's got to be within the boundaries that you set on your values. So any course of action that is not consistent with mission, vision, goals, and values, of course, invalid, and you need to go back to the drawing board. Criteria number three is it's got to be distinct. So it's got to be significantly different from the others. So I always encourage, especially for organizations that are looking to grow, have maybe two grow and one strengthen strategy, or two strengthen and one grow strategy, because that is going to help you create distinct courses of action. So that way you have got three actual choices. One of the things that we often see in organizations is that there is like one real course of action and there are two throwaways that are just terrible, or they're really not acceptable, or they're not feasible, or one or the two are just watered down versions of one. It's like one and then the next one is one light and one lighter. You don't want that. We want three distinct courses of action so we have actual choices as an organization. Okay, our course of action is going to have four elements, and we're going to walk through this in the next video in detail. But you're going to have a thesis. So based on the factors in the diagnosis, this is your theory of success. You are going to describe how this course of action works, how all the pieces fit together. You're going to create, as we mentioned, 3 to 5 areas of emphasis, 3 to 5 objectives with a priority, and then the rest in support. You can only have one priority. And then finally, the resources, so the capabilities, the funding, the staffing, et cetera, that are necessary to make this course of action work. So those are going to be the four elements that we outline when we do the course of action work. And that's what we're going to get into very specifically in the next video.